Welcome to the Kismet Collection, a series of conversations and guided practices meant to support you in your awakening. If you've landed on this episode, it's not coincidence. It's Kismet. My name is Riley Webster. I am your host, and let's begin. All right, we are going to do a meditation all around feeling the power of our feminine energy. So regardless of your gender, the feminine energy is that receptive energy. It's the thing that allows life to move through us. It's the ups and the downs, the cycles. It's the yes and then the no and then the yes again. It's the movement in our hips. It's our senses. It's pleasure. It's all of it. Flow, chaos, flow. And in a culture where we really repress that feminine nature and nature in itself, I'd like us to collectively move back into that energy. And without demonizing the masculine that holds the space, that is the container for our pleasure, for our flow, for play, for our cycles, we can move a little bit deeper into our feminine to bring a bit more balance to ourselves. So whether you're sitting or lying, I'd like you to just gently rock your hips a little bit, side to side, back and forth, just bringing a little bit of movement into your body before we find stillness. So our stillness is that masculine presence, and the movement is the feminine presence. So we're seated or we're lying down, but we're bringing a little bit of movement into it at the beginning. And we'll bookend it by bringing a little bit of movement into it at the end. So maybe you want to move your head from side to side, open or close your jaw, stretch, yawn, sigh, make a noise. Allowing that feminine energy to move as it wants to be moved without controlling, just allowing, receiving her guidance exactly as you are. And then go ahead and find stillness if that feels good. Maybe a couple deep breaths, allowing anything to release. And connecting in stillness to where you feel pleasure in your body. So maybe your shoulders are really comfortable right now. Maybe you feel really supported by the earth. Maybe when you release the point between your eyebrows, you feel still and that feels nice and there is pleasure there. Breathing into this feeling. Welcoming it, being with it. And then I'd like you to connect with the part of yourself that is afraid of her own power. I'd like you to connect with the part of yourself that represses her nature, her cycles, her ups and downs. Connect with the part of yourself that tells you that that is wrong. And I want you to breathe here and give this voice, a persona. And by giving it this persona, you give yourself just enough space between you and it. Just enough space to see these narratives that get played out and told and relived to continue to keep our feminine nature repressed. And if emotions come up, I'd like you to just allow it. If sensations come up, if thoughts come up, I'd like you to just allow it. And then I want you to imagine that this repression of the feminine, this voice that tells you that these things about your yin receptive energy is wrong, I'd like you to imagine it being drained from your body. Imagining that this voice no longer has power over you. Imagining that this voice is not part of you. And then I'd like you to connect with the part of yourself that is in her divine nature, that is in her power. And I'd like you to imagine what she would be if she could really step into herself. I'd like you to imagine the powerful feminine, the divine feminine. Who is she? Who are you? Who are you when you own your feminine nature as your superpower? Who are you when you can tap into your cycle and know that there is medicine in every single state? Who are you when you know that nothing about your inherent nature is wrong, or needs to be fixed, or needs to be subdued or downplayed? Who are you in your power? And then I'd like you to find some movement again. Maybe your hips, maybe you stretch overhead. Maybe you roll your chin to your chest and bring one ear to one side and then to the other. Finding where that divine feminine and goddess inside of you wants to move, and let her be. Know that your beautiful inherent nature is perfectly right. And we need you to take up space. You can open your eyes, reorient yourself to your surroundings, taking in the colors, the sounds, the scents, sensations in your body, checking in for a moment to see how you feel. And then asking yourself what it is you need to do today to stay with her, to stay with this energy. And trust that your body knows best.